Oh my goodness, guess who's on Body Language again? It is Nurse Teresa Brown, author of Critical Care, A New Nurse Faces Death, Life, and Christopher Springman. Well, and everything in between. How are you, Nurse Brown?
I am good, and it's lovely to be back.
And congratulations on writing for CNN. That's a wonderful, wonderful outlet, and a great talent, as we know, bubbles to the top, and you have bubbled to the top of TV.
Well, thank you very much.
What have you been writing about that our listeners need to know?
Well, Chris, I made another impassioned and I hope reasonable defense of the Affordable Care Act because I know the legislation is very unpopular with many people, including many nurses, and I respect their feelings about that, but what I was trying to say was that the Affordable Care Act is trying to make sure that as many people as possible can get the care they need by making health insurance more affordable. That's all it sets, sort of its strength and its weakness. It's not doing more than that. It's not doing less. It's not the government controlling our whole system, which some people might say is a shame.
Well, it's curious that you should mention that because the Affordable Care Act, and frankly, I agree with you. I'm hardly fair and balanced about that, to use a Fox term on, as we are relating to CNN. But seriously, the Affordable Care Act does not allow government to interfere in our lives. On the contrary, it compels government to keep us as safe and as healthy as possible. The same point that author Stephen Brill made in his new book entitled America's Bitter Pill, Money, Politics, Backroom Deals, and the Fight to Fix Our Broken Healthcare System, which is the idea behind our discussion today, isn't it?
Yes, it's what motivated me, and that is a heck of a book. It's 435 pages, but it really is a page-turner once you get started. It's so hard to put down. I know it's hard to believe that, but the whole story of how the Affordable Care Act got put in place and the opposition to it and the deals that had to be made and then the failure of the online rollout and how it got fixed by all these Silicon Valley geniuses who took huge pay cuts to work on it and the good that it's done so many people who now can actually afford health care because they can afford health insurance. That's good health insurance.
You know, I wish we had a call-in show today because I would love to speak with listeners who have taken advantage of the Affordable Care Act. I have spoken to people throughout this country who not only have insurance for the first time, especially folks who have lost their jobs and are trying to get back into the health care game, but people who have had expensive health care plans, and now because of the Affordable Care Act, their costs per month have been cut 2/3 to 3/4, and they have better care. What's wrong with that?
Yes, and the people who've had their bills for insurance go up, what the Democrats weren't great at saying is because their insurance wasn't really going to cover them if they got sick. And I think that's a sticking point for people is they don't really understand how expensive health care is.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. The author of the book, Stephen Brill, discusses his aortic aneurysm. First of all, what is an aortic aneurysm?
It's the aorta is the primary artery leading out of the heart, and an aneurysm is when part of that artery is bulging out, and it can get to a point where it could burst, and you would
die
right away. So people can have them low grade for years, and they're considered safe if they're watched, but his had gotten to a point where it needed to be fixed.
Well, Stephen Brill discussed in the book how happy he was to end up, and that's a poor choice of words, at New York Presbyterian, one of New York's flagship hospital systems. There,
yes,
he was operated on by an MD with an impeccable record in the exact surgical repair that Brill needed. He described his hospital stay as Mother Teresa care, and although his bill came to, are you ready for this, folks, $190,000, his insurance paid the bulk of it. Gee, I guess he likes the Affordable Care Act, huh?
Yes, and it's important for people to know, too, that he himself would argue that that bill is much more expensive than it should be, and he actually goes through and shows how much less everything would have cost under Medicare pricing levels. And that's his main critique of the Affordable Care Act, is that it doesn't do enough to rein in profit-making by drug companies, device manufacturers, and CEOs of our not-for-profit hospitals making million-dollar salaries.
Well, the Affordable Care Act regulates insurance companies, but does not limit the huge profits made by pharmaceutical companies, medical device manufacturers, or hospital administrators, which you just alluded to. However, let's get back to Stephen Brill's story. He compares his experience with that of a Sean Rishi. Is that the correct pronunciation?
I think so, yes.
Tell us about that and what happened.
Yes, Sean was a 42-year-old man with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That's a cancer, and wanted to go to MD Anderson Hospital in Houston. He lived in Ohio. His insurance, well, would basically pay nothing, it would pay very little, but would not pay for MD Anderson.
Which was, what, out of system, is that the term?
Out of system. And so
the interesting thing is the folks from MD Anderson have a little room that they will show people like Mr. Ricci into, and they said that the price of admission is $83,900 in cash in advance in order to begin treatment.
Yeah.
That's not unusual, is it?
That, I do not think that is ethical. Although I know that that is a great place. I know people there. I know it's an amazing hospital, so I don't want to take anything away from the care they give, but that is a bitter pill to swallow, that story.
Well, he said that the treatment he received did save his life, but it was obviously not free nor freely chosen, that his life was at stake, and he believed, and apparently rightly so, considering the outcome, that MD Anderson would save him, and he had a positive outcome. He's still walking the earth, which in itself is a positive outcome.
Right. But think about people who couldn't ask a relative, which is what he ended up doing, for the money.
Well, I'm a huge believer in a single-payer system. I would like to think that the Affordable Care Act is a bit of a stalking horse for that, that eventually we will have a single-payer system in the United States so we can avoid and evade these problems. The Affordable Care Act is a very positive first step forward, and it works for a whole bunch of people who have never had insurance or who lost their insurance because they lost a job. Many healthcare plans in the U.S. are supported by employers. So what is the answer, Nurse Teresa Brown, author of Critical Care, A New Nurse Faces Death, Life, and Everything in Between, Especially Money? What's the answer?
The answer is we've got to look at this as we live in a complex healthcare system, and we needed the government to step in to make sure people could get the care they need to live.
And what did they get?
I wish it were less complicated. It would be great if it could be less complicated.
So it doesn't sound like we're getting our money's worth.
We are not getting our money's worth. Some people who have great insurance or a lot of money, they are getting great, amazing health care, the top of the line. And other people are not even close.
You're very conservative. Where can people learn more about your work, Nurse Teresa Brown? And perhaps, if you've posted it, read a copy of your article from CNN.com.
Yes, it is on my website, which is teresabrownrn.com, and that's T-H-E-R-E-S-A, and then Brown.
I'm absolutely thrilled that you're on the show again, but also that you're on CNN. You're reaching an enormously important audience, much like the New York Times audience. Thank you so much for joining us today on Body Language. It's always a joy and a thrill.
No worries. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.